cliffcentral.com. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dave Levinson, and that voice you heard was...
Eric Janssen. Yes.
And then obviously joining us as well is Brandon I. Candy McCarr.
I'm here.
Okay, cool. What we had was we had a guest planned for today, but what I always do is plan for an extra guest all the time.
Have you got two guests?
There we go.
With that kind of crew.
Okay, cool. So I always do a plan B. So Hintosh Madlingosi, is that his name?
Hintosh Madlingosi.
Had to film Bantu Hour.
The Hour of Bantu.
So obviously Bantu Hour gets filmed now on a Friday morning. Which, yeah, yeah. You know, if you know the guys on Bantu Hour, that's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
After Pizza Thursday. They're going to arrive on time.
It happens.
Have you been on Bantu Hour?
No, I haven't.
Bantu Hour's in its second season.
Yeah, second season.
So that could form part of comedy news.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of comedy
news. Any other news?
I saw an article that Jim Carrey has to go, like, he has to be on trial because his ex-girlfriend died.
Yeah, it's the family are suing him because of abuse and stuff. She committed suicide, I think.
But
and they're saying it's because of some sort of
because of that beard
violence.
He's
is
rocking.
That like that one? Is
Who
that
rocks
like
a beard better than Brandon? I Candy McCarr.
No, listen, that
Jim
guy. Have you
Carrey.
Seen Jim Carrey's,
Jim Carrey's beard?
Beard? It's like Jim Carrey's a real beard. Yeah,
is it maybe not being filmed for like a movie or something?
No, he was like I think he was trying to change his identity.
I grew my back hair for a movie.
He's got.
Well, that's what I told everybody.
The animal. The animal. It was Rob Schneider's double.
Just what's happened to Rob? Yo, Rob we should interview Rob Schneider because we can't get any guests on this fucking show. And I think Rob Schneider would say yes.
Yeah, I know. Well, he would.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome. If you are a listener to the Just Now Comedy Podcast, we thank you for listening.
And WhatsApp.
You are tuned into that. So what's the WhatsApp line?
079-748-2090.
How do you know that?
I just remember numbers. No, I didn't look.
He was looking at me.
I know. He was looking at
me. You know that off by heart now.
079-748.
Yeah. But you're from a generation that doesn't have to remember phone numbers.
No, I remember phone numbers.
You.
Do you know, can you dial a number on old phones?
Which ones? The spinny ones?
No, not the spinny
ones. Not the spinny ones.
Where are you going to get
not
a spinny phone
that
from?
Old? Come on. Talk about the normal.
The number phones aren't like our phones like we have. The numbers are like that way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and a naught in the middle. And
what?
I couldn't do it. Yes. Because when last did you have to look at where's your keypad?
You guys.
Yeah.
I'll work it out. Alright, so it is Friday morning. Thank you very much for I don't know what you call tuning in. Downloading.
If
you do download the podcast, just send us a message on our thing.
Thank you for turning on your datas and using your interwebs to logging
in. You know what's funny? We just bust Michelle. She was listening to Cliff's show. Hey Harry. Fuck you, I'm 43 and I do not own Crocs. Michelle Kirschenbaum. She is listening to other shows.
Michelle, you're cheating on us.
Damn. Where's your loyalty, bitch?
Loyalty. No,
She did send pictures of... Can't just
be bombed so early in the show, man. We've done this thing for 7 minutes. Come on.
Where's your loyalty?
Say sorry.
Bitch.
Say.
Bitchy. Bitch, bitch. Bitch,
Ariza.
Bitch, sin.
Add miss in front of. Like, have
bitch worse than cunt face. Yeah. But I saw she did post a picture of some penguins that were waddling around the aquarium.
That's dope. I've never been to an aquarium. Penguin.
You've never been to an aquarium?
I've been to the zoo.
You've never been to a shark?
Why is that?
I've been to the zoo twice.
Is there an aquarium?
Two different
zoos. I think what we do is
there would be
the
no
three of us go down to Cape Town and we do a show with Michelle and the penguins.
We do a show from the aquarium.
From the aquarium. Michelle, will you let us come and play with the penguins?
Record our show on a cell phone and then
we come
do
play
the
with
thing.
Your penguin flaps.
No, don't.
Man.
Why aren't you going anywhere with me? Let's go back.
Yes.
Why would I go somewhere with you?
Where are we going to do?
I'm with you on the plane.
Yeah.
Dave.
An hour with you on Fridays as much as I can handle.
He doesn't drink. Designated driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're coming with me. Have you seen him drive?
No, but I mean, if we drink enough, we won't notice.
Can you rent a polo? From Avis.
You can rent anything from Avis.
You can rent a Taz.
You can rent a bicycle from Avis. I've
tried. Dylan is also with us. We're not allowed to say where he's from, but his brewery is Aces, eh? Have you got a start and you call it Black as the Ace of Spades or something?
Oh, we could do that for
Black
sure.
Black Aces.
Damn, I'm just making up
Black Aces is
like on fire.
He doesn't know who Black Aces is.
What's Bank no Black Aces? It's a soccer team.
There we go.
Football, sorry.
No, soccer.
Well, they're not from Witbank anymore. They're called from Emalahleni.
Emalahleni, there we go.
Did they change their names to Emalahleni?
Black Aces. No,
Emalahleni,
no,
Black Aces.
They're just Black Aces.
Okay, so other news. An employee from Eskom was found in an office after 10 days.
Dead.
Dead. After 10
well,
days.
Well, I'm saying after 10 days.
Yeah.
She wasn't dead after 10 days, Eric. She was dead on day one.
Yeah, no.
So you count from the day she died.
Found dead.
She wasn't found dead after later. 10 days. Yeah. She was found dead.
Sentence yeah. structure.
She it just happened to dead. Be 10 Full days later. So that's not only interesting, but scary.
Because no one noticed.
Yeah.
Well,
do you know we have
and
an
how
open
quiet
plan?
Are the offices
that is
at
why
ESCOM?
That's why the open plan office was invented.
Yes. So when someone dies, you go, what's that smell?
We need to see that. Put up, we need open plan.
Yeah.
No, that's
bullshit.
These people keep on dying. And we've got to do something about
that's
this.
That's just for the manager to do roll call. Is everybody here today? Let's go down the list. Eric, Brandon, Dave. Dave!
Roll call at ESCOM.
Raise your hand, Dave. Guys, I think Dave's, yeah.
Also, Dave. What was her job? Because sometimes I've had emails from someone and they've sent me an SMS and a WhatsApp. Did you get my email?
I'm pretty sure it was call center. Hey? Have you spoken to them on the call center? She'd put someone on hold. She died.
And that guy stayed on hold.
He was still on hold. He was sitting there going, whoa, what's happening?
And it was ABBA.
Well, it's been 10 days. It's
I'm not saying that's it's not comedy news because with respect, it was a person.
Somebody's life.
Someone's friend, someone's sister, someone's daughter. But it's also happened in Springs. So there's comedy there. I didn't know that ESCOM had a branch.
I didn't know either. Until this.
Dylan, are you a comedy fan?
Love it, yeah.
Love comedy. Mm-hmm. Favorite comedians? Can we interview some of them? I'll phone them. Give me one.
Jeez, I don't
Barry
even
Hilton.
Know. But yeah.
Like Trevor
Noah.
Yeah. Trevor Noah.
If you phoned Trevor Noah, I would have left like now.
I'll phone him.
I didn't even know you were a comedian.
No. Not even. No one knows. That is part of the problem of the fucking story that I'm trying to work on. Didn't even know I was a comedian.
That's
I'll
fun.
Be a beer now.
Yes.
I'm a Damn. Beer.
A beer connoisseur.
Beer connoisseur.
I must say, you took over the show on Sunday at the box. Should have seen this guy.
Was I in charge?
Yeah, he was. I think Eric's, all of the charges.
Eric's getting to see the real me.
Yo,
the old man, me. Was it lekker?
Oh, man, this is blazing.
I saw it. There was posters and
t-shirts. Yeah, he brought his own kids. He had his own t-shirt. I was like, this guy.
You know what happened on Sunday? Someone, Nicholas, grabbed the bell because the guy was on, and he saw the timer. Eric went to the bar to get a Coca-Cola. And then Nick saw the timer was on 4 minutes, and I think the
no, it wasn't like, even on four. You do 7 as an open spot, but they ring the bell on 5. They tell you 5 so that you wrap.
So Nick saw the 5. He rang the bell.
No, but he saw
Nick
3.
But Nick puts the bell down and then stands there. Eric comes and sees me standing next to the bell, and he fucking angry daggers. Hey, did you touch the bell?
Like, what the hell?
The bell. I wasn't me.
Then I saw Nick standing there, and then Nick turned around, and then Nick's like,
then he I'm goes. Like, no, but we rang the bell because I know the guys allowed 7 minutes, but after 3, he should have gone
off.
Yeah,
he was.
Ebenezer, what was his name?
Buisa,
and then the other one that also is actually
Look
making
there.
Me angry
you see
at
that
the moment.
Guy. Yes, him
he's
from
me angry.
The Hilton Hotel. Yo, but that guy.
No, I wouldn't say Hilton. I'll tell his name. His name's Nathaniel.
No, but I'm saying from the Hilton Hotel. Like,
is that where he works?
We did that gig together.
But now I wonder why Nathaniel's so angry.
I don't know.
There were friends of mine in the audience there, and they were like, they were digging. Look, we talk about sex, we talk about.
But he went.
Whatever. He went straight in and the thing, and the guy was like, "No, that was just awkward. It was just awkward."
You know, when he started his thing by going, "Are you guys dating?" And they were like, "Yeah, we're dating." It's like, "How long have you guys
front
been together?"
Row.
Yeah, right in front. The guys are like, "No, we've been together about 3 months." He's like, "Okay, cool. You do understand that this is a second-hand relationship."
What?
Because everybody is technically a second-hand vehicle to everyone else. So
he's got a good comedy concept.
Yeah, he's like, I can't help but think every time that you kiss her, there has been a, you know, and I was like, dude, no.
Yo.
It's too soon. Become my friend first.
Don't bang the
table.
Bang.
He banged the table and you didn't shout him. Yeah. And then,
oh, fuck you. I didn't ring the bell.
I'm sorry.
All right. So sorry about the chaos. So you're a real working person. And
I like to think so.
What was interesting. But where are you from? You have an accent. Durban, P,
no,
Cape Town.
Yeah, Joburg. Yeah.
Johannesburg. Mm. School here.
St. John's.
That's what it is.
It's
St. John's.
A fancy accent.
Fancy.
I drop my kid off at Cares and then I pull into St. John's afterwards and I just drive through to make them think the kids at St.
And
John's.
And maybe there's a mom.
Well, the mom's nice
at
St. John's?
Just going to look at the cars there.
Yeah.
True.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I was actually at Kips.
So was my kid as well. Can you think I'll make it to St. John's if he just works hard?
No comment.
does the dad have to work hard?
Is his mother smart?
No.
Well, then he's got no chance.
Yeah. My kid or Dylan's mom?
Your kid.
Okay. How is your kid's mom smart?
No comment.
Safe.
We have. So hang on. So Joburg born, did the stuff. St. John's. You know what's weird? AKA went to St. John's. Not that it's weird that he went to school.
What's his real name?
That's what his name knows.
Andre.
No one knows. What is his name? Has he got a name? I'm sure at school they didn't say Roll Cool, a.k.a.
No, I hardly doubt it.
Who's this? A.k.a.'s name.
Oh.
Keenan.
There you go.
Jesus. Keenan Forbes. There you go. Actually.
Keenan Forbes?
Yeah.
That's not Forbes. Very rapper-like.
On the Forbes list.
Oh. A.k.a. That's why he changed it.
Yeah.
Also,
would you change your name if you became a comedian?
Ah, gee, easy. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
He didn't hear the question.
Yeah, no, he didn't get.
If I was a rapper, I would be that Albino kid. Because brother Ali is an Albino rapper. Do you know Brother Ali?
I know his brother Shamal.
No, I'll show you.
I bet
brother.
He's got a brother.
Yeah, he doesn't have a brother.
Shamal. So you, Joburg born here. What else did you do? Because Beer's been like my favorite thing in the last couple of years,
yeah,
because of the comedy relation to it. And I will one day find a beer festival, beer comedy festival, which they already started. They kind of did it at Clarence. They had a comedy festival in there we go.
I'll be no rapper. Yeah.
There's a fest in Pretoria next weekend that's also got a comedy stage.
They've got comedy. That's the Capital Craft.
Yeah.
They've got Dylan, they've got Donovan Glyth and all the bunch on. And I always wondered why I wasn't invited, but that's maybe because I make better beer than them. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they have that. It's starting to happen.
Yeah,
someone said to me, why do you talk about beer? I'm like, the correlation is just too similar.
Yeah. And also some guys get a bit bored of just having a music festival. They want more on offering.
Okay.
So there's
you can
like
also break up the tents.
Yeah, game sections where guys do beer pong or foosball. There's all sorts of new things.
And tomorrow
coming
up we've got there's a festival. You guys are massive, like into the beer pong.
Yeah.
What are you sponsoring, the beer or the actual beer pong?
No, we're sponsoring the beer. The festival guys run the beer pong, and it's an attempt between both of us to try and break the world record.
You know what I'm always wondered, like why there are records for certain things. Like one guy walked backwards or picked his nose or did stuff.
Yes.
But there's a record for beer pong.
Yeah.
Which is like for stoners. Is bad because they don't keep records.
Eric, there's beer pong there tomorrow. I think me and you're gonna play a game of beer pong.
As long as you drink everything.
But there's a big difference between an alcoholic and a stoner, huh?
So alcoholics keep records.
Uh-huh.
How long? When last?
Stoners,
that's
forget,
right. Because you'll often see them. They'll get up in those meetings and say, "I haven't had a drink for 18 months, 7 days, and 4 hours."
Exactly.
Whereas a stoner will be like, "What is this meeting for?
Where's the food, guys? Yeah. I was told there's gonna be food.
Yeah.
Are we gonna eat?
Hey,
soon?
Hey, look, beer pong. So there is a record. So let's talk about that, because that's at least a unsolicited sponsorship brand thing. So there's a beer pong record held by who?
I actually don't know who the current record holders are. I think they're in the States. But we attempted it last year, and we missed it by 6.
So someone holds the record. And how would you do the record? Is it the most people playing beer pong or cups?
It's the most cups in a row, consistently in a row. So we're aiming for 6,000 cups. Yeah, the game
you don't actually have 6,000 cups.
Once you lose, then you move out, then the new team moves in.
So it never
and
ends.
It just rotates.
But how many hours would you need to do 6,000 cups of?
It'll take most of the fest, hey? The whole afternoon.
So you're going to run out of people, or people get tired. Is there someone watching there that sees that the cups aren't empty for a certain amount of time?
Yeah, and they keep filling. Like there's taps next to the beer pong setup, and they
just
keep filling.
So it's quite a logistical.
And it's all your beer.
Yeah.
But then also, Dylan's business is actually logistics.
Okay,
because he's the only one that's kind of saw the gap in. Because
that must be a lot of.
What
beer.
Is your business? You saw. When did you start?
In 2009. We've been going. This year will be our ninth year. We started with quite a lot of small brands, and then all the big brands have kind of moved over to us over the years.
And you distribute for them and store.
And we install the draft systems at all the bars nationwide. So if you see a draft system that has craft beer on it. It's pretty much ours.
That's fire.
Brand is taking photographs of things. Police is adjusting stuff.
That's crazy.
You in your lovely winter gear. This is nice.
So all of the people that play beer pong, have you participated when it comes to like the competitions or just the festivals in general?
Yeah. We are pretty much all the beer festivals.
So do you know the perfect arc to throw the ball at to get it in?
You will see me on that beer pong tomorrow, ripping it up.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because I'm coming through.
Okay, so the thing is, we don't play against you.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not that good.
You know that at St. John's they had a beer pong club.
Do they do the thing where they go, yeah, the more beer I drink, the better I become? Or is that just the myth?
So for 6,000...
No, it's 100% correct.
For 6,000 cups, how much beer do you...
Remember,
the cups are rotating. You only fill it to a third.
Sure, but
we'll use about between 400 and 500 liters.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drunk. Like, if you had to calculate in terms of how drunk, many people that is Baba Las for at least a month. At least. And like ongoing, same level of Baba Las, just from there. Beginning of June to the end of June. Maybe July.
Yeah, but that's been like a weak me for the last 6 months.
What, just being drunk?
Just
permanently Baba Las.
Permanently Baba Las.
I have story a headache and need McDonald's.
Well, listen, when you own a brewery,
you have to taste.
Yes.
And have a warehouse full of beer that is and liquor.
But you got a healthy looking specimen.
Yeah, well, you have to counteract the drinking.
So what you got to do
every
is
now and again, I eat
like this and make friends.
Yeah, every now and again, I eat a salad.
I actually have a lot of friends beer. All of a sudden. Like they came out of the woodwork.
Yeah, strangely enough.
I wasn't very
popular. I was just going to ask if you'd be my best friend.
Sure.
So he's looking for new best buddy.
And you're drinking, Eric. You've
get
stopped
high
now.
Off your own supply. I drink, but very seldomly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you Muslim?
I'm just not a drinker. I just don't like alcohol that much. Food sec. No, I just don't drink often. I don't know, man. Like, drinking is weird. Drinking is a very strange thing. And also, fights break out when people drink. And
I like so weird. Like, I like it comes to the other notice, side of the tracks.
Did you notice how he left out the word colored?
What?
When the fights happen when people drink.
I see.
No, right. Not just but most.
But hang on, it isn't a good thing. I mean, I'll be honest. We talk about drinking responsibly, and as comedians, someone said to me, "Do you like it when the audience are drunk? Because then you're funnier."
Makes
and
it
actually,
difficult.
I said, "Just think about it. Have you ever tried to speak to a drunk person?
They're not smart.
Yeah, they are the ones. Listen, they're there to talk. They're not there to listen.
Yeah.
So it's the worst thing is to have a drunk audience.
Sure.
Then so we do speak about drinking responsibly at these things, and even though we have beer and things, I'm trying to phone Kurt, but he's not listening.
No, well, we drink this craft beer for the flavor.
No, but also, I come from a family of abusive alkalizers. What would you call them? Well, alkalizers. And then also, Brandon, in your life, things haven't gone well when you've been drunk for 7 days in a row.
No.
So be honest.
No,
100%. So Eric's got the right idea.
Yes. Yeah. No,
I've had to deal with Brandon for those 2 days.
Those seven.
I call it a bender. So it's also good for work. You don't drink heavily. You distribute and you know. What's your favorite beer?
Aces.
Which one?
Lager.
Aces Lager.
Yeah.
And that bottle's got like a white printed. That's special, man.
No, it's very cool. It's one of the nicest ones I've seen.
Yeah.
What color is it underneath? Is it a see-through bottle?
Because you can see the.
Okay, and in the paint, does it help the beer stay fresh?
Well, it does. It protects it from UV. So the biggest problem with beer is that's why they're in brown bottles or green bottles. It's a UV protective layer.
Okay.
Yeah. So if the beer's in a clear bottle, you know it's got some real
preservatives.
Real preservatives in there.
Okay, so that's like Corona, Sol.
So
what SABs are in white bottles?
Corona's SAB now.
No.
Yeah.
Well, still Mexican. Maybe it's made in Kempton. But there is no SAB anymore. It'd be called AB.
AB
now.
InBev, yeah.
Cheap.
But I mean, this
friends of mine that used to work for SAB have now not got jobs.
No, they're
no one recognizes them.
They're a lot.
They like say, sorry, do you have a contract with us? If you didn't have a contract with them, they started from scratch, which is a mistake because those guys are so knowledgeable in terms of promotion. They know how to get there on time. They know where the tents go. And if you're dealing with African time, you've had 10 years of learning how these things work. These guys are coming, the American, and going, hey, you don't work for us anymore. We'll find our own promotion team. Flying promotion teams in from Texas to come and do a promotion at Alex Mall. Good luck. Where's our truck? It's gone.
Yeah.
I saw there was a truck that spilt on the highway.
We parked it,
It's gone now.
There was a beer truck that spilt on the highway, and it was like, how long does it take to clear up an accident? Like if there's been two cars or six cars or whatever.
And it's like the whole day.
The whole day. Yeah. They put the thing down. The beer truck fell. It was cleaned up quickly. Gone. Nothing. Like there wasn't even a trace of the truck.
Not even the track.
The truck was still there, but the beer was gone.
Yeah.
Then a pig farmer had 300 pigs on the back of his truck. Fell over somewhere in Transkei. So it rolled over. Also, when he had reported it, the pigs were gone. the truck driver goes, what's wrong with people? Like, people are poor and people are hungry, and you had a whole truckload of pigs. So he's like trying to go into the area there to find the people that have got the pigs. So
this is like happy.
How do you hide it? But if you're not a farmer,
bringing home the pig.
It's nothing, yeah.
if you've got a pig in your house, surely you're guilty. So that you're not a farmer. You've never had a pig there before. So then you'd obviously dress the pig up in a tie, a little hat. Yeah. Like, no, where do you get that pig? Son. No, he's been here all the time. Yeah, yes. What's his name? His name's
Harry Porker.
Harry Porker.
look, we gave him clothes and everything.
Whenever people say I took a pig home, I just picture Homer Simpson in the movie.
That's it.
Spider pig movie, yeah.
But that's those are not comedy news stories.
Harry Porker.
Trust me.
It works though. Like taking the pig home, putting it in a suit or something. I've seen people put like actual like clothing on dogs. It confuses me.
That's a business.
It confuses me.
That's a business. For a little, and the dogs do get cold,
that's a white people thing.
Are there any colored dogs with clothes on?
No.
Yeah.
Not one.
So it's not a thing.
All of them are naked.
But that's a niche. That's a niche market.
All these dogs are naked.
Naked.
Just running
naked,
around.
Naked streets.
Just then, why don't you start? Why don't you start?
Naked. Yes. Naked dogs all around Rehoboth, just stabbing kids left, right, and center.
But why don't you start a clothing company? Because you got your.
No, I don't. This is the online brand that I'm
wearing. Start colored clothing for dogs.
Colored clothing for dogs. Like what?
Like Teflon
or something.
No. Comes with like a thing for their knife at the back.
You see that? Now we are just promoting the stereotype that colored dogs are dangerous. Mm. Leave the colored dogs out of this. All dogs are dangerous.
So now David Cow's got blacks only coming up. Who's on the lineup?
Them. All of them. David Cow and them. I don't know the lineup, but I know it's going to be crazy as it is every year. And
is it going to be crazy?
Yeah, apparently it's been sold out for the past, how many years has it been running? 6-7 years? It's just been sold out every single time. 5,000 people come through and watch this thing.
5,000 people?
5,000 people, man.
David Cow can retire. See, Dylan, I am a comedian. My name's David Cow.
Calvinson.
Do you know that David Newton did a show called Whites Only? And the guys were like,
No.
It's like, they said, you know, someone says, how do you comedians get away with saying these things?
Just and finger like,
away. Yeah, Blacks Only was there.
Yeah.
And it's funny and it makes sense and it's subtle. And it's also, it's not intrusive. It's making a joke of the Whites Only benches that we had.
Yeah.
So he's saying Blacks Only. But, I mean, there's often the token Chris Forrest is on every now and then.
I think Alfred was on the last one.
Yeah, it's not a black lineup, but it's just a play on words there. And then it became a brand, and David Cosby, it's 10 years now.
I've never been to one of them, but I've heard that the show mainly goes down in Vernac. So I think that's also why it's
a lot of Vernac. And also there's no timing. That thing can end at 12.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's like 12 guys on the lineup doing half an hour each. Like, wow, I didn't plan this.
So this thing tomorrow, we're not allowed to advertise that it's on, but it's on. It's happening, bitches.
It's happening.
Braces. It's going to be aces.
Fresh jaw skippy. It's happening.
It's going to be aces.
There'll be aces there. Can you serve? So beer pong, grass, people sitting around. Is there music?
Yep, there's a whole music lineup, yeah.
Is there a whole music
who's playing?
Who's in charge of this thing?
No idea.
Dax?
Yeah, Dax.
Okay. You like Dax?
Love him.
I love Dax.
Legend. Dax was here.
He's
12
years old.
He's 11 years old.
He's a very good guy.
And he has to give him a booster seat to reach the microphone.
Does Dax give us VIPs?
Dylan's throwing some shade on Dax there. Yeah. Which isn't that hard because he's tiny.
No, when he sat at the desk, there was shade.
No, it was still in that, like at the smallest.
This is a song for Dax.
If you can.
Wait, what?
What?
Come back!
Avian drinking. Calorie counting. Caffeine limiting. Sodium sparing. NutraSweet sweetening. Rear view mirror preening. Carrot nibbling bunny.
The real question is, what drugs is this guy on? Weed doesn't make you this.
Your company is huge though, because that's where are you based?
Greenstone.
That's a good place to be based. It's close to us. Can we come? I suppose we can't come on a warehouse tour. That's so boring. We'll just sit in the office.
We've got a bar. Eh?
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's not a public bar, but it's a bar you can come.
Well, Red Rocks has also got a beautiful little space upstairs there with live bands.
Much nicer.
Yeah. Why do you say Red Rocks and not Aces?
Well, everyone's involved. The nice thing about craft beer is that there's no. Red Rocks has got a bar. I never said they make beer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got their name from the Red Rocks concert. You two did a show at Red Rocks, which is a naturally acoustic-filled area. And that's where they got their name from, I think. Oh. Because they were based on all music and things and Riders on the Storm beer. And
where did Aces get their name?
Aces, where did you get your name?
We started the brand in a week, like design, recipe development to Jeez. Production.
Is it an eagle or is it a dove? What is it?
And it's a
hardy dog.
Yeah, let's go with hardy dog. It's a phoenix. Thank you.
Yes.
But we were under some pressure in our business, and we always said you got to have an ace up your sleeve, and that's how we came up.
So it's kind of have you got that Western theme, that sort of that old saloon bar feel, crafty vibes?
No, not at all.
Brandon's our branding guy.
I'm the branding guy.
So why don't you have an Aces poker tournament rather than a pong tournament?
We actually do have an annual poker tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it secret?
It is very secret, and it's by invite only.
Okay. Can we come?
Yes.
You have been invited.
Yeah. You have just been invited.
Fabulous.
That's dangerous. You've
just been invited.
Yeah, no, I'm also bad at poker.
Is it a buy? People shoot each other?
No, it just gets completely out of hand.
Drunken or competitive?
Yeah. Yeah, see, the thing is, both. You're having a poker competition in a brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, straight away.
Even in the Bible, most sober even in the Bible, it says
wins.
And the last page of the Bible says, "Don't ever do this."
Yes.
And there's like five things there.
Poker tournament in a brewery is number three.
Number three, yeah.
What's
number
one? Yeah. One of the secret parties that I got invited to.
Don't go.
Don't go.
So,
just walk
even
away.
Even if it says free, I'll walk away. Certain walk things away. You shouldn't do.
If they look subdued,
so now
while
tomorrow
they
we're gonna be on the grass. We're gonna we interview some people for the thing. Will there be?
We'll do some breakfast beer club.
Yes, because we have a thing called Breakfast Beer Club, which we have different things we're trying to sell to people. So we want to talk to your guys, especially because you've got the big brands there.
Yeah, all
so
the
we do want to tell them to come on the podcast. Although only eight people listen, people like Michelle.
Is what does Michelle say?
There you go. So we've got to call someone from HR. It's obviously not for us.
Wow. What are they saying? Is anybody interesting
on the
WhatsApp?
Let's refresh this thing.
Oh, did you just click?
But I'll only be there after two.
After two beers?
No, after two beers.
I'll be there in
the
spirit.
The husband comes home. She said you said you'd be home after four. He goes, yeah, but I only had three. So, all right, managing alopecia. That's important. Yeah, Ben's sport. Yeah, no, ain't nobody sending us messages.
Yeah, Michelle's not talking to us.
Michelle cheated on us. Now she's trying to be quiet about it.
So things Black's Only, we should have, when is Black Only on? Can we have him on next Friday?
I think it's on tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just check and make sure.
So there's lots of stuff to do tomorrow. There's comedy, there's Black's Only tomorrow, which is where?
At Empress, yeah.
Okay. This thing is at the Benoni Northern's running club.
At the sports field.
It seems weird to have a drinking experience at a sports club.
Yeah, but have you been to a sports club?
What are we wearing tomorrow? What are we wearing? We're going to the East.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's vest territory, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow at 8 o'clock is Black's Only.
And what are you doing until 2, Dylan?
I'm dadding.
Are you dadding? Oh, wait, were you dadding?
We're dadding
it's
at
our
the
dad's weekend. We're divorced dads. We're bringing them with. Because apparently kids can be for free.
They are. They can come through, but
there is an age restriction on some reason. 13 to 18, not allowed. Because they don't want
drunk teenagers.
I guess that makes
damn,
sense.
Damn, I'm not going then.
That's number five on that list you were just talking about.
I must get to the back of the Bibles. Yeah. You know the last page of Cosmo or like Marie Claire, they have that funny
story. It's
like
story. The most important piece.
But that's
why they put it there.
The funny story at the end of... so do you think Revelations is like someone said, let's write a funny story at the end because no one's going to read the whole Bible. Yes. So no. Just at the end, let's write some shit. Like a beast's going to come out of the sea. It's fucking brilliant. Put that in. No one's going to read this. And then don't do a poker tournament in a brewery.
Yeah.
And
don't let Dave near the drunk teenage girls.
Dave. Just don't let Dave's.
Like Dave. Anyone could go. Have you been to the Secret Society of Dave's?
No, I would love to.
We also have a little poker tournament.
Oh. we'll trade invites.
We dress up like a duck.
What do you
poke? Everything. Whatever's there. And you know what? If it's not alive, we poke it with a stick. That's why I stopped going to that swingers club at Eskom.
That just you're all the darkness, man.
How do you write this the story about that? Because that's what I find weird. I mean, you're a businessman.
I wish people would leave me in my office for 10 days.
Do you think so?
I can't
get some shit done.
10 seconds alone.
Shame, but listen, coming to this thing is quite lekker because this is business for you. You've come down. You've told your office you're going to an interview on a radio station. and they believed you.
Yeah, you can download the evidence later, like in an hour's time.
Yes, they can download
this.
Is there anything you want to say to your workers that are listening?
Do some work.
I'm here, you monkeys. I'm shopping and listening to you talk shit while she's shopping.
Michelle.
Clean up in aisle three.
We forgive.
Do you think she takes the penguin with to Pick and Pay?
That would be amazing.
And then takes the penguin.
Put it in the trolley.
Just put it in the trolley.
Like it's a baby.
And then takes it to the frozen food section and just puts it in the fridge.
And then, I'll be back.
I'll be back now.
It's like a play area.
Because the penguin in the freezer is not going to be freaked out.
No.
And then you come back and just see the people's faces.
Walking over fish fingers.
Now he's got the fish fingers, but he's put he ties them to his fin.
Look, who gave the penguin sellotape?
Ooh, aisle six.
Stop it.
Okay, so please, Dylan, back to you. Does he want to say anything to your staff?
I'll be back by lunchtime. Make sure the cold beer's cold.
Did we put some in the fridge down there, or did we forget?
We forgot.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. But they're still
cold. They're pretty
cold. Okay. Yeah. But we are going to have a breakfast beer. Do you mind? You got to.
I'm going to go sign divorce papers, but I'm going to have a beer first.
Brandon's going to go sign divorce papers, but I think in the Bible, in the first page, it says.
I said to someone, I'm going to take a selfie. I got shouted at.
A selfie signing divorce papers?
Yes.
Oh, you know what I did stupidly?
Don't take a picture of the papers.
You're happily married.
Take a picture once it's been signed.
No, I'm not married.
Did you also make kids?
Yeah.
I have kids all over the country, man.
Do you?
Damn it.
I'm worried about other ones that might come up.
Oh, God.
They come up on Facebook.
Change your name.
Do they?
Yeah, good. There's a thing on Facebook Messenger. If you go to them, it's like a private
messenger.
You're a dad. No. So don't check those messages.
You are.
I never do.
The message requests.
If they see the blue ticks, you have to pay maintenance.
You.
It's illegal. It's in the Bible. It says, if thou seest the blue ticketh, thou payeth maintenance.
That's number four.
Yeah.
Okay, but so you're going to be back at one?
Two.
But you're a proper businessman. But you're young. You're like 28.
Oh, thank you.
What are you?
35.
That's the same age. See how successful 35-year-olds are, Brandon. No. Last week we had a guy who's written two books. Brandon?
I'm turning 35.
And you're going to sign drunken divorce papers.
Well, I'm going to be... Yeah, okay. Yeah, so
I'm going to be...
If we mention that Brandon's single, the things start popping up. And all the girls are like, hi, Brandon.
That's because they can't see him on radio.
You on the radio.
Yeah, Dave did a write-up for me. We did like profiles for a thing that we're going to take out to people. And it says, people have started calling Brandon our Candy McCart, which just shows this is definitely an audible
radio show.
He sounds pretty, but not a look.
You know what I did? I got divorced and then I was at a braai and also had maybe, I was in somewhere in the Gullis, Cape of Gullis. And I saw and I had the
never
divorce papers with me and I said, I'm free, and I put them in the fire.
Oh my God. And then
you need those papers for like
when you have
when
to go to
buy
the
buy a house you need them. Like, do you have your divorce let's explain that. And then remember I came to your house one day and I burnt my file.
We got rid of 2011 in my bra. Dave's 2011.
I had a whole file.
But Sars, you have to keep your records now for 7 years or something. And it's in the bra.
You know how hard it is to burn a whole file of paper.
Did you see the prices of some of those things in 2011? We were going through the stuff.
Yeah.
My cell phone bill, R600. No, not even. It was R300.
It wasn't. It was probably petrol. 2003.
No, it was. It was 2011. It was 2003.
Yeah.
But fuck, stuff was cheap. Those
now
were the
people
good
are like,
old days.
Do you have proof good that you did this in 2003? You just whoop out an urn.
Ashes of my taxes.
I had proof. This is what remained.
Okay, so now tomorrow are you providing beer? You got staff? You got
is there
taps.
A cover charge? Sorry. Like my color.
I think it's 150 bucks or something.
Like, yo, Brad, you have money.
And we got, me and you got free tickets, but I didn't know Eric was coming with, so Eric has to pay.
Yeah, how much do we have to fork out that?
No, I'll hook you up.
Ah, I love this guy.
Will you really hook him up? Does he say, will you ride Eric Janssen's
name? I just need to check with the guys if you know that we are in the east. Hey,
yeah. I'm in the east as well, so I mean
you
how
feel
it
like
is.
Home.
You know how we do this thing back in the east.
These
Rand.
Are all east Rand boys.
Yeah,
all of us.
All of us. Yeah.
Springs,
because you were in but that's far east.
Yeah, no, Dave's
that's
the worst.
Borderline Emanuele.
Springs, Benoni.
I was in
Park.
Yeah.
I think the Springs you should keep on the lowdown.
Yeah, we try, but it comes out.
A lot of people are dead in Springs for 10 days and no one's noticed.
Springs on you.
That's maybe the name of my book.
Yes.
To Live and Die in Springs. Do you know how many famous people there are from Springs? The creepy crawly guy invented that in Springs.
Did he invent that in Springs?
Well, he's from Springs.
He's from Springs.
And he invented the creepy crawly.
But he didn't do it while he was still in
Springs. Maybe it's due to boredom.
My man, origins.
Yeah. No, he threw the vacuum cleaner in the pool.
Origins are important.
And his wife said,
Benoni.
Benoni.
Not Springs.
I think the putty that went to the moon.
I bet you he was drinking at the time.
Yeah. He was like,
I asked you to throw a vacuum cleaner in the pool.
Yeah. He was just drunk and his wife said, you clean the pool.
But that's exactly what he did. No, he didn't throw the vacuum cleaner. He said, let me put the vacuum cleaner in the pool and see what happens. Because that's how.
His kids were swimming. He just like chucked a vacume cleaner in. And then,
you know how many other things he tried before
died,
that?
When his kids died, then he was like, oh, you know what? I should probably invent something that doesn't electrocute people when I'm trying to clean up stuff.
The piping, not the whole
just the pipe, my guy. I was just going to say, just the pipe.
It's not easy hanging around with this. See what I have to work with, Gareth?
I put sec. I'm nice. I'm
so
hang,
so
the
would
show
you, would you be keen to do a comedy festival for us?
Yeah, definitely. Help
have you got? Because what happens is I don't have the access to the security guards and the portaloos and all that stuff. But I would like but purely comedy and beer. I don't want a festival with
music and all that.
Because I find we'll have Daniel Friedman can come.
Maybe Tatsun
Kogzo can sometimes come. Okay, cool. Because I feel sometimes when people are pissed, music is lacquer for them to listen to.
Yeah.
So that's
cool. No, definitely. It keeps them mellowed. Yes. Alcohol and fights, my guy. Shit.
And then also, we have to do a shout out to Cape Town comedians. I tried to phone Kurt, but he won't fucking answer.
Hello, Cape Town comedians.
No, they've got no water, man.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's rough.
We have to drink beer, rather.
They should visit Michelle at the aquarium.
Yeah.
Can, no, the aquarium's 40% full.
That's oh, shit.
Three of the turtles just got out and said, no, fuck this.
Put us back in the ocean, man.
We're going out.
It's safer.
Seven, you can enough see of some this. Of the fish looking at you, just flapping on the dry land. They should actually do that. Yes. Have a dry, to show people, this is what the ocean will look like. Is that Kurt? Please tell me you can hear us.
Hello?
Which one's ours?
That same aux one it? That you just disconnected.
No. That one.
I lied.
Jeepers.
Did you connect another one?
I don't know. Kurt, can you hear me?
Hello?
Come in, Kurt. Kurt, come
is
in.
Is he there? Should we put him on? Wait, there you are. Oh, I must press the red button. Operate this desk. Kurt Skunert, how are you?
I'm groovy, man. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for answering. With us in the studio, we have Eric Janssen.
Hi, Kurt.
Hello, Eric.
Oh, yeah, Eric wants to know when you can put him on. When's he going to be on?
Well, you must just tell me when he's done, and we put him on, bro.
We had this conversation, man.
Have you been done?
I've spoken to
him. And you've been on the stage?
Not yet.
Eric Janssen has. Have you played Cape Town Comedy Club?
Yes, I played. I remember I met him the night that
I
played.
Did you get paid? Four months?
No, I died.
You have to invoice them in January if you're going to work in October, right?
No,
that's
fucking
jokes, man.
No, that's actually not a joke. That's actually the only part that's true. Also, Brandon Eye Candy Mackay is here.
Kurt, how are you?
Eye Candy, lovely, my bro. How are you?
Good. I heard you're selling a Vespa.
You because the only time are you selling a Vespa?
I heard you're selling a Vespa. I'll give you R1,000 for it.
Bro, it's not worth R1,000, bro. I wouldn't buy it for R1,000.
That's my Vespa.
Okay, I'll give you $500.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Kurt Skunert is the owner of the Cape Town Comedy Club. He's also been doing comedy for, I think it's been 17 years now.
Yes, that's bro.
That's a long time. And how's things going at the CTCIC?
Hey, we get confused with the CTICC all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as those people come and pay at the door.
We had Hilton Ross buses pull up there the other day, 1,400 people looking for the main wall. I'm like, God, this
Your
is
wall.
All we got, dude. You know,
your fucking
that's
wall.
That's my fucking wall, dude. That's my wall.
Okay, so now, as a comedy club owner, do you still dig getting on stage and doing a set?
Bro, what do you mean, do I still dig getting on stage?
You
that's
only
dig it. Fancy, bro, it's a fancy way to get more stage time.
Because I've also thought about that. I'm not invited to any comedy gigs. And I open my own fucking comedy club next week so I can get a gig.
Hey, bro, listen, we all pay for our stage time in our own ways, my bro. Okay. I put up a stage and get rent and all kinds of stuff.
But now also with us is Dylan from Aces Brew. He's here. He wants to have a comedy festival with beer.
Deal, I'm in. Where do I sign, bro? Okay,
cool. Do you want to do a Cape Town one?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, 100%.
Cool. All right, so Dylan's in. He said yes. That's contractually speaking, that is a signed contract.
Signed contract,
Those are the two best things in the world right there. You know?
Beer and comedy.
The third one we can't discuss in nice
beer,
company.
Beer, comedy, and then we also figured out drunken teenagers.
Did you already say the third one you can't discuss in nice company?
Oh, I see.
So you can discuss it, yeah.
We found out that, you know, at the back of a magazine, they have a funny story?
Yeah.
The back of the Bible, there's all the funny stuff.
The back of the bubble, bro.
And one of the
you and me both are trying to find the back of that bubble.
Back of the Bible, not the bubble. So Dylan's going to do a comedy show. How's the water restrictions in Cape Town?
Bro, let's just say that we're not allowed to. If you've seen anywhere in Cape Town with a clean car, the naturalists will fuck you up, my bro. You know?
What if you've got a borehole car?
That's
no, dude. You know there was a time you could pull now, but this is all. This is not like potable water. This is irrigated from a borehole. Now they'll move you with your borehole, my bro. You know what I mean? To do water so, like willy nilly.
Speaking
at
of that of current events, you guys have got your own. You guys have been sort of, I don't know, seconded or adapted or something for espresso. Is that in the mornings?
Yes, we just
that's
we
a
just
television show on SABC3.
Exactly, bro.
In the morning. Exactly. So your guys on Fridays, every Friday?
Every Friday, we got a guy.
So the Cape Town Comedy Club represents there.
Exactly. We put a hook on the. We got a deal with the Espresso Sharks, and we send a comedian there. We like this stuff for them in the afternoon of the Wednesday, so we can still stay current.
So that's pretty. That's pretty organized. For I mean, not, I'm not saying that we're stoners, but that's very organized. You write it on the Wednesday, you're on the Friday.
That's right, bro. There's, you know, a lot of oaks don't see how the polish goes on the product, but there's a lot of polish that goes on all the time. And you only see the bits underneath the spotlight, and so that's the liquor part where you get all the love from the audience.
And what stuff. You discussed latest topics, like the things that are happening. What was your topics today?
Well, Kaveve, for example, Kaveve. You know?
Kaveve.
Kaveve.
I was saying Kafif, because I thought it was like Kaveve. A queef.
No, but you got to put a little more into it, so it's Kaveve, you know?
Kaveve.
The Kaveve is there. If you look at it, it's Kaveve.
But listen, you know it's what you think? Whenever the dictionary comes out, every year they add a word. Like they added selfie in, then they added BFF. You're telling me now that the Oxford Dictionary isn't going to put Kaveve in there?
No, I'm pretty sure, bro. It's been quoted in about 25 quadrillion different ways over the last 24 hours, you know?
Do you know what Kaveve is?
No idea.
Eric has no idea.
But the word Stan is in the dictionary now. We're
talking about Donald Trump.
My what's his name? Eminem, because of the song Stan.
Now, bro, what?
Stalker fan. Snowfrill, it's in
the Stalker fan is a Stan.
Yeah. No. Okay. But what is Kaveve? Please educate
Eric Jansen on what Kaveve
is. You know when you're typing a message and you get halfway through and someone goes over and they go, how's it through? Listen,
and then you send
on Thursday and then you wait. No. What you do is you put it in your pocket and the pocket writes the rest of the kaveve down. You know what I mean?
So you've just given a definition. So kaveve is a pocket dialed text message.
A pocket text.
That's
message.
Right. You know when you get that good message from a friend at 3 o'clock in the morning goes. No, you get that message from a friend at 3 o'clock in the morning that goes. Ring leader, me go now.
Red leader.
Yeah,
over.
What does this mean?
Is I've started typing
flag?
Over
exactly,
on my WhatsApp.
And then you're like, okay. And then
so
you
have
go,
you ever sent a kaveve?
We all have sent a kaveve at some stage. The problem is that never at any stage in the past has a kaveve been under so much fucking scrutiny. You know?
I had a chick sent me a picture of a kaveve the other morning.
Some people reckon it was the fucking bomb codes to some nuclear fucking silo.
But then let's type it in. It's no good having the code if you don't have the mainframe, if you don't have the computer. So now every hacker is going and just typing in kaveve on everything. Seeing what happens. Oh, there goes a missile. Fuck, that's the code.
you said there was a red button in studio earlier over there. Try kaveve in the computer and then you quit a red button.
No, but
good. Just say a swear word.
Booze.
Oh fuck, I didn't press the button. Sorry man.
You're just gonna switch
I have to
off
press the off button.
We wouldn't have heard you.
Okay, Kurt, tell me like a big secret that you got.
A big slack bro.
There you're back. Yeah, it works. Alright, so Kaveve, and then who was on the show this morning on
Well, there was a whole lot of they do it. It's like a variety show type of deal.
So give us the names of the guys who were on at Espresso, because that's a real TV show. We can actually hashtag those bitches.
Well, we could just go in the Espresso show. They've got a hashtag there, and they do their thing.
And who was on?
And they got Katlego, Leanne, Graham.
Who is your comedians on this morning, you dumbass?
No, I was the comedian on this morning because I'm headlining this week, bro. Yo, yo. I'm like headlining, dude.
I get it now. You're the owner of the club. You're headlining. You got the TV show.
But you know, I don't like to go on with like as the owner of the club. I want to be. He's the comedian.
Listen, I remember that article that chick wrote. She goes, yeah, and then the owner of the club got up, and we all thought it was going to be like your dad dancing at your birthday. And she didn't realize that. Like, no, you're not just running a comedy club. You are a comedian. So fuck. Like, yeah, anyway.
No, first and foremost, no, but for years before I even thought of opening a comedy club.
Okay, good. But now listen, we're going to, this guy here, Dylan, said that he's going to put a tap in at the comedy club, so you don't mind, do you?
Bro, you can put your tap in, dude. Okay. Just you gotta swap me big discounts. You gotta cover some bases for me.
No,
give me some lekker stuff.
I'll invoice you for the beer now for January for December. Now speaking of your shitty invoicing system, what happened at the club the other night? Now Brandon and I were talking about this.
Yes.
He said, "Come on, man, it's only a fucking cake." But apparently, you don't sound like that's very Springs.
Yeah.
That chick died. Anyway, so now, Kurt, what happened? The drunk lady, was she drunk when she arrived?
No, listen, she wasn't drunk. She came in. We got a strict no bring your own shit policy, you know what I mean?
is it on your website? Does it actually say there?
Don't bring your own shit to a comedy club.
Don't bring your own shit. We got a restaurant.
So you're saying you don't go to the Spur with some ribs and a chicken burger?
Stick out at the comedy club with a fucking streetwise too, you know what I mean? I'm not telling
you. Did you just use like steak 8? Steak 8 your bundung.
So she stabs out there.
Listen, Kurt, don't couple feelings, eh?
I'm not couple feelings here, bro.
I will
couple my hand and your cheek here. Come over to you right
so
now.
Okay, firstly, so is it so? I'm a legal person now. I'm her lawyer. We'll talk about what her name is just now. We'll talk about the email that you got. So the guy at the door stops and says, "Sorry, man. How are you? Thanks for coming to the club. We don't
have
We don't have cakes. You don't bring your own cakes to the comedy club. We will make a cake for you at a price because we're a business."
Exactly. We've got a dessert menu.
Now, I've met Bruno.
Where do we stop this?
Bruno's well spoken. He would have said that nicely to her. He wouldn't have been rude. Yes, he's the friendliest guy. He's the most giantest man you've ever seen.
Exactly.
But he's a nice friendly guy.
So while you were seating another couple, she snuck in and put her cake on the table. And then the manager came over to her and said, "You know, ma'am, no offense, but we've got a strict policy of not lying. You know, we've mentioned to you, and if you called, we would have told you that. Yeah. Now we're on your website. I was like, even fine, that she means you like to anything."
So you're doing her voice now. That sounds like Tracy Kloss.
Exactly. So Tracy Kloss.
So no, but she's got a point. So legally, there is nothing on your website that says you can't have a cake.
Yeah, but they also
eat it. Shame. Dylan, look at his watch. He's been in the interview for an hour and he hasn't said a word.
I was just wondering. I thought it was illegal to put your cake on the table at any restaurant.
There you go. Dylan's got a point.
Yes.
And if you can fit your cake on a table.
Genius, that guy that does that only sees one line and then
but I'm just thinking now, if you put a vagina on a table, would you do it on the corner or would you do it on the flat part?
No, but you see, guy, you clearly watched way too much porn. There's no way you can eat the whole thing.
I got phone on both sides.
No, man,
not on the whole table, just on the corner. You sort of put your veg on the corner like that and then let the lips sort of wrap around like that. Because you know they put those things on the table when you have a kid so they don't bang the eye?
Like a sucker.
And also, it'll suck on, but it'll go.
But you can't pull it off, eh? You got to slide it off
You got to slide it off because it gets suction. Okay, so this lady arrives. She's already been told you can't bring the cake. She sneaks the cake in past your doorman. Can I tell you the first thing? Fire your doorman.
No, don't.
You can't sneak a cake past a bouncer.
She's sneaking past him.
You can't even sneak a fucking fake ID past a bouncer. She walked through the whole cake that she hided in a jacket.
He was seated another couple in the front of the club.
You see, that's the thing. Okay. Put people in.
So then she sneaks a whole cake into your venue.
She sneaks a whole big cake, and then the manager turns and but ma'am, we've already told you that we don't do this kind of thing.
So when did she get drunk and belligerent?
No, wait, hold on. So how about we take the cake and we store it for you? In the fridge,
tomorrow.
You can have it on your way out, no problem at all. In fact, you can have it inside the venue after the show, no problem.
Thank you.
So this is how it played out. So now eventually, my manager goes over to a table, and I don't know what it was. And that was the moment, bro. It was just she just flipped her shit. She was like, "I can't believe it."
So now she's being loud in the comedy club and there's acts on stage.
Exactly. Now everybody's looking at everyone else going, "Oh, fuck, the goose just lost her shit there." You know, there was just spit, puke and cuck everywhere when she was done there. So now everyone's feeling a bit cuck about just being alive, you know?
Can't I be the host at one of those shows and just stop singing Happy Birthday?
No. Carl, the MC started off with, "Okay, please, no one."
We have to wrap up. We've got 2 minutes. Tell me what happened. Did she send you an email?
Wait a minute, let him finish the story.
No, but she lost her shit. She completely lost her shit. Everybody tried to calm her down. Eventually, we had to call Waterfront Security to ask her to leave with the family. It was like 2 83-year-olds who were all there with a the cake and the goose's birthday.
Shame, man.
And the only real embarrassment was that whole family just looked at that mom and think, fuck it, Morgan, you really
know. Whose birthday was it? Her birthday?
No, it was the 19-year-old goose's birthday with the cake. You know what I mean?
So she's 19.
So now, like, we want to be part of solutions, my bro, man, but we just got to rule, don't bring your own fucking shit, man. I don't think it's a difficult one to understand.
I love you. You sound so cool. But listen, there's been a lot of stuff happening in restaurants nowadays because the Spur, the Dutchmen have now said, we're not going to Spur anymore. Yeah, so Spur has to shut down. And you've got this is lekker, man. This is a story. And then you say she wrote an email, and what did she say in her email? Just tell us straight on the show.
The email it was just like, why?
It was a voice note.
Okay, but tell us what she exactly said. Why don't black people celebrate birthdays?
She just said something about I don't know if black people don't appreciate birthdays the same way we do. But I mean,
got a Penny Sparrow on her.
Guess what her name is.
Penny, bro.
Her name's Penny.
What?
Bro, I know legally we can't say her name, her real name, but yeah, this chick's now. Yeah. So listen, I've got a song for you.
Oh, please do. Give me something. Something
song
we can
is called,
do better
Your
about.
Price is way too high. You need to cut it.
Cut it.
Okay, so that's cut it. It's a cake song.
It's a cake.
What do you charge? If I want to bring a cake to the show, how much do I pay?
Corkage.
Corkage.
Well,
cakeage.
But we prefer you not to bring a cake at all, period, because you know we've got a dessert menu. You can choose all kinds of cakes.
But do you make them?
Can you make me a
Dacher cakes?
You got a good house.
What if I want Dacher cakes?
Bro, you come to my house, you somehow bring two cakes with you and maybe something to eat too.
Oh, some KFC. And we can
yes, listen, two cakes.
I
want
to say goodbye to Dylan from Aces.
Thanks
Thank
for
you. We'll see you tomorrow after
we'll
two with,
see
our,
you tomorrow.
With our kids.
We're going to play some
Eric, you got
cheers,
comedy
man.
This weekend?
We'll see you too. Yeah, Goliath Comedy Club tonight.
Goliath Comedy
Standard
Club.
Things.
Brandon, sign those papers.
I'm getting divorced.
Kurt, I love you, man. Keep up the good work, and I'm bringing a cake on the 26th of December to your club for everyone.
Yes.
Fuck Star
my people.
Wars
bring
ice cream cake.
I'm going to jump out of it, Kurt.
Bring cook, bring stuff.
Cheers, Kurt.
Thanks,
guys.
Cheers.
Just now.
See you just now. CliffCentral.com